What's up? It's your girl, DJ Narc. We're back. And truthfully, I have a million things to do. And I don't want to do any of them because my mind is racked with what's going on right now. Just in the world. And I can't truthfully sit down and pretend in front of a camera like it's not happening. Because it's affecting me. It's getting to me. I saw something this morning about how Fox News had to fire somebody or something because of what they said about Ford's testimony and how they called her all these things. And like, you know that I am hard on the female fragility thing. I'm very hard on women in general, but the white female fragility, I'm the first person to be like, yo, don't do that. You know, be strong. Like, it's not about that. But like, the way they've gone after this woman, it's just really getting to me. Like, she's a nice woman. And it gets to me that we have to say that. What if she was a bitch? Maybe, doesn't she have the right to be a bitch if she was assaulted as a kid? And maybe it's not even because of that. Maybe she's just a person like all the other people in the world that things happen to and we're not always pleasant. But we keep going back to these key words with her and it's driving me crazy. Either she's this harlot who's spinning some incredibly fantastic lie that she's been putting together for years and years and years. Or what, she's nuts or something? Or she's a slut and she wanted it and she was sleeping with lots of people, or it wasn't even that bad because nothing really happened. A woman on Fox News said that. Well, nothing even really happened. Like, what about your daughters? What about like little girls that are sitting here listening to people on TV say that if a guy does that to you, that means nothing really happened? This shit is getting to me. It's driving me nuts. And I don't even have a daughter. And it's still terrifying to me for every single person I know who's raising one right now. It's terrifying for us, regardless of what your age is. You see why I had to sit down and do this, right? Like, I can't function with what's going on in my mind right now. I'm so angry. I'm so angry. I hate this cancer rising bullshit of, like, crying when you're angry. I'm so mad. Here's this woman who's so smart. And she's obviously done great things with her life. And she's like a, she seems like a pretty cool girl, you know? Like a pretty cool lady. And this guy is a piece of shit and everybody knows it. His yearbook is full of it. He looks like one of those douchey, like that guy that got off behind the dumpster. He looks exactly like that guy. And we have all these people in positions of power in the media, the fucking president. We have all these people wanting to force us to like look at him. Like, this is, if this isn't rape culture, I don't know what is. Like, why are you forcing us to like him? Why are you trying to like shove this thing down our throat of like, he's a good guy? He's obviously not a good guy. We're women. We know guys like this. You can tell from looking at them, the way he spoke to those senators. Everybody knows guys like that. Everybody knows guys like the one she described. If you haven't actually listened to her being cross-examined and questioned, please go and watch it. not for politics, just as a woman or as a man, just go and watch it. And like, as a woman, just like try not to throw up when you see like how scared she is. And she's not scared like I'm telling a lie. She's terrified. This entire like male dominated society is like telling her to shut the fuck up and has threatened her probably in every way possible. And she's just there to like tell like a simple story. That like it makes you realize how scared you are. You know? Because we're all watching her. I think that's why I'm upset. We're all watching her, right? And all of us are thinking, fuck, man, I got, like, a story, too. And I don't want to tell it. Like, I don't want to say it. Why is she saying this? And, like, yes, it's important. And I know that you have to say it. But look how they're treating you. And now they're going to treat us like this if we say something. Like, who wants to say something? Nobody wants to say anything. It's scary. It's scary to think what could happen to you. It's scary to think what people will say, what you could lose. Right? That's what it is. That's what, like, so lovable about her. Look at her. She's so nice. And she's so scared, but she's so brave. Like, that is the complete opposite. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the complete opposite of white female fragility. That is like superhero shit. No joke. That's fucking superhero level shit to take on the entire establishment. Like, I'm thinking and have been thinking for since I started the podcast. I've been thinking, excuse me, about how I would talk about my own experience. I've just gone back and forth. And I watched her testify and I was so ashamed of myself. Remember I said no one is harder on a Gemini than themselves? Like, Geminis are dangerous because if we don't have any real connection to our rising sign or our moon, and we were just, you know, really indulged into our Gemini-ness as a child, we're all mind. And you know, all mind. You know what's scary about all mind? Why are we afraid of AI? Excuse me. Think about it. Why are we afraid of AI? What actually is it that terrifies us? Is it that something would have a consciousness? Excuse me. Something would have a consciousness, right? Does that scare us? No. We can't control cats and dogs. I mean, to a certain extent we can. They have their own consciousness. That doesn't scare us. It's that it's a consciousness that's more intelligent than us and lacks any sort of empathy. It's just mind. That's what scares us about AI, is that if we were making decisions, or from what we can conceptualize, if a sentient conscious being was making decisions based solely on mind, the reason AI strikes fear in the human heart is because we know that if anything, any consciousness is going just off of the mind, that thing is dangerous, ruthless, murderous. Like, the mind doesn't care about the morality of a thing. If you think your morality comes from your mind, look around at how many amoral Virgos you know. I'm not kidding. Remember what Joe Budden said? I didn't sit on her stomach. I sat between her breasts and her stomach. Wait, she didn't have a miscarriage because of me. I didn't drag her off the bed, sit on her stomach, choke her, and then she went to the hospital and lost the baby. That's not what happened. What actually happened was there was a light drag off the bed. I sat between her breasts and her pregnant stomach, and I might have lightly choked her, but nothing that we hadn't done before in bed. So, and then I think later that day she went to the hospital and she miscarried. The mind? Whew. The mind is scary by itself. The mind makes all kinds of Kanye leaps and jumps. That's why Geminis are just looking at him sideways like, yeah, no, we get it. But you're just going all off of mind. You're going off of the whacked principle of a thing. There's no empathy involved. That's what you're witnessing. That's what makes it so irritating. But so what's so irritating for me is that sometimes I wish I could be like that. But this Cancer rising don't let up, man. It don't let up. It wants to shame you and everybody around you into doing exactly what's right all the time. Cardinal virtue, my God. I watched that woman testify and I felt a millimeter big. I'm telling you. For someone who has just from day one of life been out here being, I'm brave. I'm not afraid of anything. All the things, you know, take me anywhere, drop me anywhere in the world, I'll be fine, all this shit. And then at 41 years old, I'm watching this woman while I'm just, you know, routine shit. I'm taking a bath, I'm smoking, whatever. And I start to realize within the first few minutes, first I got angry. Like that, like hyperbolic, like hot air kind of anger. First, I got angry because I just didn't like the way they were speaking to her. And then I realized that my anger was so cowardly because I was angry at the nitpicky circumstance of it instead of actually what was going on. Because I'm like, how can I be mad about how they're talking to her? I can't even tell my story in front of like two people. She's sitting in front of the entire, not the nation, the world. American politics are such a joke. It's become a sitcom for the rest of the world. You get that, right? They watch American politics like we watch Jersey Shore. And you know I'm fucking right. So in this latest episode, she's sitting there and I realize that my anger is completely ridiculous because I can't even begin to do what she's doing. So I let that go. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to like righteous indignation. How dare they speak to her like that? She's actually there, right? Like, because in your head you go, how dare they speak? If someone spoke to me like that, blah, 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 blah. But you wouldn't even be sitting in that chair because you're not brave enough to do what she's doing. So stop playing. You bugging. Water. Whatever. I'm very emotional. This is Libra season. So y'all just going to have to like deal with like the fact that I'm crying and stuff. This is the type of shit that gets to me. Absolutely. This is the type of shit that gets to me. But then I started like actually like listening to what she was saying. And I don't know if you've ever experienced anything and you didn't say anything. You just feel you're inspired, but you also feel really small. Because she's doing something that you haven't been able to do on a fraction of the scale, you know? So then I realized that her doing that helped me. First, it hurt me because it brought up like really, really, really what I didn't realize were open wounds. What I didn't even realize were open wounds and were just bleeding out. It brought attention to places that I had ignored so completely that I hadn't noticed I was bleeding from there, if that makes sense. It's just a part of my psyche that I locked, I think. And I thought about it, and I have been thinking about it, and I realized that a lot of the people... almost all the people that listen to this, we're all in this together and we love each other and we love this whole thing that we're doing. And then there's like this tiny, awful, demented little group of people who just are looking to hurt people always and are always self-obsessively looking for any mention of themselves and are always running and, you know, talking about people and gossiping. These are people who have nothing else going on in their lives. But that's the sort of energy that makes you not want to open up, makes you not want to say, makes you not want to tell your truth, because those people are the they. And they are who was questioning Ford the other day. And they are the ones who want Kavanaugh to be expunged of, I guess, an entire life of pretty lecherous behavior. They, like I said, though, are just a really small group of people. And yes, they may have a lot of power, but they don't even begin to compare to the love and support and sense of community that we have for each other. And the more I thought about that, the more I realized that that small group of people that listen to this podcast that have very ill will towards me, or the small group of people who are trying to push an entire nation into well, what is it that they're trying to do? It feels a lot like trying to get pushed into a dark room, right? Doesn't it? Doesn't what she's saying on a fractal level really bug you out? Isn't that how it feels? Doesn't it feel like when a Fox News anchor says nothing really happened? Yo, that shit is just so triggering for me. What do you mean? Somebody put their hands all over you and scared the shit out of you? What do you mean nothing happened? What has to happen to a woman for something to happen? How come in the same breath we call women stupid and weak, and then we expect them to be stronger than anything in the world? Nothing happened? Yo, men holler if you wear the wrong baseball hat around them because it's not their team. They get into fights at sporting events because of random third person activities. Nothing happened? Somebody, two people basically dragged a kid into a room. A kid. A small kid. And one of them watched while the other one assaulted her. Or kept watch. I don't even know what's worse. And now, they want to kind of pull us into that dark room, you know? While the Senate and everybody watches outside, making sure that we don't say anything. Just get in here and shut the fuck up. And stay in here for the next, what? 5, 6, 7 years? How long has it been already? 2 or 1? I can't keep track anymore. We have like PTSD, you know? Already. Already. So at the house party that is American politics, women are being asked to come upstairs. Just come upstairs for a second. We want to talk to you. And we want to tell you about how certain things are okay. And how as soon as this person who did that gets into a position of power, he's going to start telling you what you could do with your body. Like apparently he's been doing for a long time. And just shut the fuck up and don't say anything. Don't ever bring it up. Don't ever talk about it. The last thing we want to do is ruin a man's life. Over what? Over you getting felt up in a dark room? Why is that? Nothing. Listen, if we don't start saying anything and making it a big deal, like she's doing, like this Me Too stuff, if we don't do this, it'll never be a big deal. And then one day it'll be somebody's, our daughter's ages. That'll have to, I can't do that. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I'll get into politics before I let that happen. I can't do that. I can't think of like my friends who have daughters being like in their like 30s having to testify about some fucking douchebag frat boy doing some shit. I can't do this. And like the whole country just sitting there going, meh. What's wrong with that? Guys are guys. I like beer. Do you like beer? Do you ever drink beer? No, you fucking rapist. I don't think. Oh, and we got to talk about alcohol too, because you know, you see how much is coming up, right? Okay. Anyway. So. Whew. Libra season. Yo, Libras are so. My God, you guys are really intense people. I never get why people think you're so, like, it's, people can say Libras are very superficial, whatever. Like, you know, I love using the Kim K example for you guys because it's just so fitting. But, like, I don't think there's anything really that, honestly, superficial about Kim K in that she's made superficiality super intense. Like, she's turned looks and doing looks and makeup, she's turned it into this, like, super hyper intense thing. Like, she made spirituality deep somehow by just going so hard at it. And she's never going to stop. You know that, right? She'll never stop. That's what I mean about you guys. You guys are so intense. Just swinging that sword all the way to the end. Like, you heard what she said about how she wants her hair done and everything when she can't move? Yo, I'm telling you. Swinging that sword until the very end. I'm sorry. Yeah, can you tell I'm starting to like her? I am. I'm starting to like her a little bit. I'm starting to like her, especially now that I know that she's definitely going to leave Kanye. Now that we know she's going to leave him, I'm fine with it. Live your life, girl. Go do what you need to. Just please focus on yourself. Anyway, so Libra season intense. Okay, now, all of that is to say, how can I sit here and say that's never going to happen to girls that are of the generation that are, you know, the ages our daughters can be now and blah, blah, blah. Like, how can I say that if I can't in any way invest in this movement? How can I do that? I can't, right? Yeah, okay. So, all right. So here we go. So I was seeing this guy and it was a few years ago, and it was his birthday and it was lit, and yeah, September, we went out, it's a bunch of friends, all his friends, lit. Hadn't been dating him too long, like it had only been like 4 or 5 weeks. Like, you know, Virgos always like to get cuffed, like, or cuff someone right before their birthday because they don't like to spend their birthdays alone. So, like, I didn't know to the extent that the drinking, like, I had never been around people who drank like that. So I just didn't know. It was like a whole subculture of, like, South Asian drinking that I had never, ever experienced. I didn't know anybody who drank like that. I'd never been around people like that. Like, I just, it was like drinking for sport, if you know what I mean. I don't know. It was like, actually, you know what? To be perfectly fair, I don't know if it's drinking for sport or if it's spending money for sport. They really rival each other as like the main douchebaggery activity that's going on. Because I really can't tell. And I couldn't tell even then. I always wondered, like, are these people drinking like this to drink like this? Or is it so they can, like, throw this cash like this? Like, there's something real. Like, there was, like, a hyper money status-driven, like, thing behind it. And I never got it. I was just never able to understand it. Because, excuse me, let me drink some water. I was never able to understand it because I was just raised in such a different environment, in such a different household. Like, alcohol, what? No. The only brown people I knew were, you know, non-drinkers. And then when we started meeting, like, a few brown people, when my brother got married, we actually had some, like, brown friends for the first time. Aside from, like, family members, you know, and they were, like, all her family's legit hella cool. Like, there was no like binge drinking going on there either. Not at all. You know, so like I had no exposure, man. I just figured like us South Asians from like the tri-state area, we're all about the same, you know, like naive. So I just like took all these things for granted that were not true at all. And like just jumped right into this relationship. Of course, Virgo shit, right? Totally compelled by it. So a few weeks in, I think like 5 or 6 weeks in, we go to, it doesn't matter. We're out for his birthday and it's dawning on me that evening as the evening is progressing that this is a level of drinking that I've never been exposed to and I'm not really sure what to do. So I'm just, you know, treading water, waiting to see how long, in fact, this night can actually last because I can tell that he's like falling over. So like, I can't really see how anyone could keep drinking at this point, but okay, he's still surrounded by friends and they're all egging him on and they're all completely trashed and it's like super, super disgusting. But okay, like, let's just see how far this goes. And the more they were drinking, the more sober I was getting because I was real, I'd never been out with a man who didn't like hold his liquor when he was out with me. Like I've only been out with men who are like, no, like, I'm gonna take you home. Like I'm gonna like they I've never been out with a guy who got messy while he was out with me. So I was really just curious at this point, like, where is this going? Like how far does this actually go? And it ended, the night ended with me having to hold him, his best friend, and their other best friend up with both my arms up against the wall because they were falling face forward off their stools. Yo, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing there at that point. You know, I've told y'all how I feel about being around like people who are really drunk. Like I don't really like the situation. I don't like the environment, you know? Not at all. Not at all. And so I was like dressed up. I was wearing hella nice clothes. Like I just didn't understand what the fuck I was doing there. I was like Burberry from head to toe or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like this is like 4 years ago. So I just didn't understand. Like, what am I doing? You know? So finally I was like, yo, like this needs to, like, we need to go. Like this night is over. It's 4 in the morning. Like we gotta go. Okay, boom. Get him in a cab. We go back to wherever he was staying. Whole other fucked up story. All the flags were there, yo. All the fucking flags were there. Yes. Yes, they were. Yeah. Go ahead. Nod your head. Yes, they were all there. All the flags were there. Right at the beginning. Like, I remember when I first introduced... That night is when I first introduced my brother to him. And my brother was just like... I mean, like, is this, like, because you're leaving in Denmark to go back in a month, or... I was like, oh, oops, like, what are you doing? And he was like, no, I'm serious, like, you're leaving in a month, right? So, like, this is just, like, for right now, right? I was like, okay, I've been married twice. Do I seem like a right now type of person? He was like, I mean, I've never seen anything like this, so I'm just assuming this is, like, a couple of weeks or something. Wow, the shade. I was in a weird place. Anyway, but he didn't approve. Nobody did. Nobody, like I said, all the red flags, but nobody approved. Everybody was like giving me not even the side eye. You know when your friends don't even give you the side eye, they give you the bug eye. They give you the bug eye right in front of dude. Like their eyes bug out and they go, what? Huh? My friend, that Scorpio from when I was in kindergarten, he was just like, huh? What? What? So, okay, red flags. Anyway, so I get him in the car. I get him in the taxi, whatever. We go to this place. We lay down, whatever. I don't know. He kissed me or something. And I was like, all right. Like, I really didn't think that you were in any way up for this, but okay. Like, he was sleeping in the cab. Like, I was like, okay, thank God. Let's just put this person to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can talk about this tomorrow because we got shit to talk about. Like, I was, like, all night just, like, recording what was going on in my head and just, like, thinking, okay, we have a lot to talk about tomorrow. Or I was thinking, is there so much to talk about at this point that I should just, like, drop this dude in this bed and ghost him for the rest of my life? Like, I was there. Because it was too much. I just, no. So, excuse me. He, like, starts making out with me, whatever. I'm like, okay. here's the whack part. I was completely in love with him. Right? You couldn't tell me nothing. Even when my brother said that, I was just like, you bugging. Like, no, I'm in love with him. And my brother's like, you don't know him. And I was like, no, I'm in love with him. And he was like, no, Capricorn. He's like, no, you don't know him. You don't know anything about him. My sister-in-law, Savage. You want to hear Libra Savage? Yo, this is why I fuck with y'all. She goes, I was like, what about you? And she goes, I mean, are these his friends? And I was like... I was like, yeah, what? Like, I knew what? Like, yes, these are his friends. She goes, I mean, have you noticed something about everybody in here and us? And I was like, no, please tell me. She's like, everybody in here is like weird. And I got what she meant because, like, the guys and the girls, everybody in there was, like, drinking for sport. And it was, like, this, like, really compelling thing. Like, every time you turned around, they were, like, shots, bottle. And, like, I think we were just kind of standing in the middle of it going, this isn't normal, right? And my brother was just, like, trying to, I think, even wave the red flags. And I just couldn't see them. I was just so in love with them. So even when my sister-in-law was, like, they're weird. And weird looking, and they dress weird. And I don't know what's going on here. Like, what are we doing here? This is like the Twilight Zone. She's like, where are they from? Like, when a North Indian Punjabi person starts asking where other brown people are from, just walk away from that person. Because we don't know how to act. I'm just going to put that out there. North Indians, Punjabis, we don't know how to act. We will go right. Like, we get real, real petty when we don't like a situation. So, whatever. I was completely in love with him. He's making out with me. You see, I'm trying to delay this because I'm scared. And he fell asleep. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. That's what I thought. You know, that's what I kind of said out loud, too. I was like, oh, that's what I thought. And I just, like, pushed him off of me. And I was going to go, like, do my thing, you know, like, I got my thing. It doesn't matter what time I get home. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter anything. I am going to take a bath before I go to sleep. That's it. So I'm, like, going to get up, you know, to, like, go take a bath. And, yeah, no, he grabbed me. He kissed me. And I was like, oh, okay, you're awake again. You know, like, you're all right. You know, let me get you some water. Like, what do you need? You want some water? You want some ice chips? Like, what do you need? No, I'm fine. Okay. We start making out. We get into it. I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, you know, you sneeze across the room, I get pregnant. Like, I'm hella fertile. So, like, no, like, condoms, hello. Like, and you guys know I'm not on the pill. So I was like, wait, what are you doing? Not listening, completely not listening, like just not even there, completely in another place. And I'm like, yo, stop. Like, this is not like, yo, I'll get pregnant. And I'm like laughing, but then I realize that he's not listening. So I'm like, yo, stop. Like, this is not okay. Like, I will get pregnant. What are you doing? Push him off me. He passes out. Now I'm just pissed. Now I'm like mad, like really, really angry. Go to get up, grabs me again. And I'm so mad that now I'm like tearing. And I'm like, yo, let go of me. I don't want to talk to you right now. You're drunk. You don't know what you're doing. Like, I need to go take a shower. I need to go take a bath. I need to go do something. Like, just let go of me. Not listening. Not hearing me. Turns me around. The only thing he said through the whole thing was, kiss me properly. I had no idea what the fuck that meant. And I'm sure it has nothing to do with me. That sounded like some, like, childhood shit. Yeah. So there we are again. And I'm like, yo, you're doing this again. We're not, you don't have a condom on. Like, you have to stop. Like, stop. Like, what are you doing? Fighting him off at this point. Passes out on top of me. So So now I'm just like physically trying to get away. I push him off me, comes to again, wakes up, gets back on top of me, pins me down. Starts same thing again. Passes out again. So that happened altogether like 5 times in, I don't know, 15 minutes, less, probably 7, I don't know. And I tried to reason with it. I tried to just not bug out. And I have like no feelings about it. I have no emotions about it. That's why I can be so like calm about it. Cause it just didn't, there was nothing I could do. I think my brain was like shutting down. And it was a mix of like, oh, I really like this person. What's he doing? And it was like the insistence about it. Like I was just a thing. I wasn't there. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. I was just a thing because he wasn't really there. He was just like, it was the most drunk person I've ever been around in my life. And I got up. He passed out. I like slipped out from under his arm, went in the bathroom, locked the door, stayed in there till the morning. By myself, no phone, no nothing. Didn't really think it through. Didn't want to come out of the bathroom. I've done that before where I've been in situations. Like, remember I told you I threw up on a Virgo once that I really liked? Well, I threw up on him and then I ran into the bathroom and wouldn't cut him out because I was so embarrassed. So I just locked myself in the bathroom, wouldn't come out. I was just hella confused, you know, because my life had made perfect sense for so long, for so many years. And then I decided, because I wasn't in love, that I was going to get a divorce. And I was out in the world, like, for the first time. Because as much as I rail on my first husband about how I didn't want to get married to my parents, you know, whatever. But he is such a good man. And so is my ex, you know, my son's father is an incredible person, just in every way. And so here I was, not with people who were incredible and protective and loving and all these things. I was just out here by myself. And I had just gotten divorced and I had just, you know, gone through custody and all of that. And I'd come back to New York. I had met this guy. Boom, 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 boom. 5 weeks in. I'm sitting in this tub and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Did somebody assault me? Because I'm shaking and I got these bruises. And like I'm tore up. But is this, because that's, you know, the guy I'm dating, and I knew he was that drunk, and I shouldn't even be dating anybody right now anyway. Like, I just got a divorce. I should be healing, right? I shouldn't have even come over here. I should have just said that I was going home. I shouldn't even be hanging out with somebody like this. I should have never put myself in this position. I should get up. I should get up. I should take another bath. I should run a warm bath now. Get out of this cold one. And I'm going to go out there. I'm going to grab my clothes. And I think I have some makeup in my purse. And I'm going to put some makeup on. And we're going to face this day. And that's what I did. And he woke up a few hours later. And I said, "How are you feeling?" And he said, "Not so good." And I said, "Do you want some food?" And he said, "Yeah, I would love some food." I said, "All right, well, let's go get some food. It's technically still your birthday. It's the whole weekend, remember?" "Yeah. Yeah, let's go do that." "Hey, what happened last night?" "Oh, what do you mean?" "Well, I thought when we came back here, like, was everything okay?" "Yeah. Yeah, you don't remember anything about last night?" "No, I don't remember anything after you holding me up against that wall at the bar." "Right. Yeah, I didn't think so." "Are you okay?" "Yeah, I'm good. Let's go get some food." So, 3.5 weeks later, not even, when when I missed my period, I mean, I knew, you know, you can set a digital clock by my period. And I told him and I said, "Hey, funny thing." And he said, "Well, how could that happen? I mean, we always are careful. We always use protection. We always, like, I don't understand. How could this happen?" And I'm just looking at him like, "You're serious?" And he's like, "What? What do you? Yeah, I'm serious. Like, how could this happen? Is it mine? Are you sure?" Remember what I said about just mind? So we argued, and he said, "This is not how we do things. We're not black people. We have to get married first." It's like one brick falls and the whole house falls down or something. Like, okay, so I have to come to several realizations. Like, you're a rapist and a racist and a douchebag and, like, all at once. Like, I gotta learn everything all at once. Like, what the fuck did you just say? Yeah, that's what he said. And I just realized that this person was like some sort of cultural dinosaur. You know, like, I just, who the fuck our age would ever say some shit as a person of color, first of all, about anything that black people do? I don't think I've ever said some shit like that out loud or even in my fucking head. Like, that's some shit that black people do. What do you mean? People all do the same shit everywhere. Everywhere. People all do the same shit. Like, there's nothing I hate worse than a bunch of fucking idiots trying to feel superior to another bunch of fucking idiots. Like, it's too much for us to just deal with the concept that we're all people and we all do cool shit and dumb shit. And how does having a baby qualify as doing something dumb anyway? Like, do you see, there were so many layers to how fucked up his comment was that I was just like, okay, this has to end. Like, this is over now. No, but it wasn't over. It wasn't over at all. It wasn't over until there had been so many fights and so much screaming and so much arguing and so much drinking on his part and so much, like, abusive behavior that I just wasn't pregnant anymore. And then I'm watching this woman talk about all this, and I'm thinking, well, I'm never going to tell that to anybody. I'm never going to tell anybody that I was assaulted and then that happened and then that happened. I'm never going to tell anybody that. Like, wow, good for Ford for telling everybody, you know, because we need people to tell their stories. Good for her. Good for her. I'm not going to tell mine. I don't want to be known as that person, you know? I don't want to be known as that girl. But why not? I didn't do anything wrong. It's like the talk I gave myself in the bathroom. You shouldn't have been here. You shouldn't even be hanging out with somebody like this. Your friends don't like him. Put some makeup on, wash your face. Because who wants that stigma, you know? Nobody wants that stigma. What would you say? That 10% that's listening is going to be like, oh shit, what did she just say? Did she just say that she got raped and she was pregnant? She got pregnant off of that? But again, why is that a label that someone should have to carry? I didn't do that. I actually didn't do that. That happened to me. And did you see how dry I was in the delivery? It was like this, and then it was like this, and then it was like this. Because what do you want me to say? You want me to say I was screaming the whole time? Get the fuck off me. What are you doing? I'm in love with you. Stop. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. Stop. You can't hear me. Stop. You're drunk. Stop. I think at one point I even said, I was like, stop, I'm sensitive, I won't be able to forget this, stop. But why is that something that I have to be scared to say? Why is that something that I have to be scared to admit? I didn't do anything wrong. I was physically weaker than somebody. That's all it came down to. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just physically overpowered. Well, why'd you stay? I don't know. Why'd you stay after everything happened after that? I don't know. I don't know. It, like, took my power from me. I don't know. And it took me 7 months from that point to, like, finally realize that this was, like, the worst thing that ever happened to me and was continuing to happen to me, and I needed to get out of it. And getting out of it and spending years healing, starting the channel, doing all this has been so crazy and so great. But she made that testimony, and I realized that it wasn't that long ago that this happened. And I just, like, put it away and didn't look at it, didn't want to deal with it, didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to acknowledge it. Wasn't happening. It didn't happen. It's just, like, this thing, you know, that was part of, like, a larger, just fucked up relationship. So whatever, relationship's over, whatever, Umber, get over it. Get over it. Whenever, like, people who don't like me or haters or whatever, they'll say, like, God, she's so, like, obsessed with her Virgo ex. I'm always like, wow, you're such a piece of shit that you don't even know it. And to clarify, I have more than one Virgo ex. So, like, this is, like, when I refer to the one that's a piece of shit and a douchebag, that's this one, not the other one. The other one's a dream on earth. And, like, a very close friend and a really, really, really incredible person. So let's not get them confused. And I know you're listening right now, and I love you so much. I'll never be able to put into words. And I'm sorry I never told you this. Shit. Don't kill anybody. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. Don't do anything. God. So now you know. So now all the haters and the revolution and everybody, because we're top 100 in the religion and spirituality genre on iTunes in the world, baby. So now, Miss Ford, I can watch your testimony again and have some great insight into it. I will bring that to the table when I'm ready. But I can watch it without being ashamed of myself. For not saying anything, and also for it happening, and also for being ashamed of myself, for being ashamed of myself. Because here's the thing, you know? If you use that in any way as a label against me, as opposed to seeing it for what it is, which is a way to help people much, much younger than me. Yo, if some shit like this happens to you, please say something. You gotta say something to somebody. You can say it to me if you want. Say it to me. DM me. Say it to somebody. You know why I didn't tell that Virgo? Babe, you know why I didn't tell you? I didn't tell you because you would have freaked. You would have completely flipped the fuck out. And sometimes we don't tell people because their reaction is just going to make everything quote unquote worse. Tell somebody. Tell somebody safe. Tell somebody who will hold space for you. But if you don't tell them, what's going to happen is this war starts between you and your body. Where your body's like, you know that wasn't right. You know that wasn't right. You know that wasn't right. And your soul is like, you know that isn't right. You have to say something. And your mind is like, stop. Stop. Chill. I can't take, like, your ego, your mind is like, no, stop. I can damage control this. I can take care of it. I can fix it. And then somewhere in there, someone like Ford stands up and starts talking and your heart goes, nah, I can fix it. Y'all can't fix this. I can fix it. How do you fix it? You gotta let it bleed. You gotta say it. You gotta say it. You gotta say it how it is. And that's it. You gotta just say it. Because the thing is, once you say it, like, I know. Now I can go on and just, like, do my work, finish the chapter, pack for seeing, you know, pack for going to Denmark. Like, I can do all the things. But it just got to a point where it was like, I was drowning under it. Like, yo, all this is going on. All of us as women are watching every minute go by. This is going on our TVs. It's going on our phones. It's going on our computers. It's all around us. It's going on. And, like, I can't just sit here and act like this, you know, just this innocent observer in this thing that people, girls, women, all of us, the entire range of people, women and men that listen to this, I can't just sit here and pretend that we don't have a proverbial horse in this race, because we do. This thing that's happening isn't just about stories like mine, but is exactly like story about stories like mine. It's because we all have them, and we know she's telling the truth. We know she is. You can see it from the way she's behaving. She's terrified, just like I'm scared. Of course. But that's how you know. And if we don't protect each other, and if we don't support each other, and if we don't say things how they are, this is never going to stop. It'll never end. And you'll feel it in the pit of your stomach like death when some girl who's 5 years old now, same fucking shit is happening to her. She's an intern at the White House and the same shit is happening to her. You see how we just like swept that under the rug? You came on to an intern. Like, you see, this more of the same shit. You see how it's like just bleeding out of our politics? Because if we don't take control of the situation and our voice is our power. This badge that people want to put on you, like, oh, she was raped, or oh, this happened to her, or that. Yeah, that's not a badge. That's not a Scarlet A. That's not some like infamy, okay? That's a badge of honor. That's you being strong enough to say something so women who perhaps aren't strong enough can stand behind you and be protected by you. I wouldn't have said anything if she didn't say anything. I'm telling you, the hotline jumped 147% while she was talking. because we were all sitting there listening to her going, fuck, I have to say something. This can't just keep happening like this. And so that's what I'm saying to you. Say something, and not just to support the cause. Trust me, if you could feel how my heart feels right now. Because this empty bed, at least it's not bleeding. It'll fill back up real fast. I'll smoke a joint. I'll listen to some Afro beats. Hey, Nigeria! Shout out all my Nigerians. So, yeah. Did you think that it was going to be like this? I mean, I was crying from jump, so you already knew. But this is Libra season. This is Queen of Swords. This is it. This is what it is. And all my Libras out there, if you've been having like issues with me or I've had issues with you, just know it's all love. It's all love. You can reach out to me whenever you need to. It's all love. Whatever we had going on, whatever happened in the past, leave it there. And for the rest of you who are listening to this and shaking your heads going, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. I can't believe. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. And I hope you don't have daughters. And I hope if you do that they hear this podcast because it'll help them. Those red flags, they lead to very, very, very dangerous rabbit holes. You got to get good at sensing those red flags. You know when I should have left? I should have left when I had to hold them up against that wall. I should have let them drop to the floor on their faces and gotten in a cab and bounced. You know it. I know it. I knew it then. So, now what? Well, since then, my life has been great. And to be perfectly honest, even though it's bled and bled and bled, I think I needed to wait until now because I don't think that I processed it until I heard her talk. I needed someone to say, but nothing really happened to her for my anger to supersede my fear. Nothing really happened to her? What? Okay. Fine, then we need to start saying something. If this is so normal that it's just going to be taken as nothing really happened, then we all need to start making a big deal about the things that have happened. Because obviously that's how these people think they can get away with this shit, is because we don't fucking say anything. We don't make a big deal out of it. So of course they don't think it's a fucking big deal. So I feel better. That shit that happened, that was a big fucking deal. It really fucking was. It was a big fucking deal. And it fucked with me. Heavy. But now, it's a strength. Because now, like I'm standing behind her, you can stand behind me. And the next person can stand behind you. And let's see how many people, how many women that we can get to stand behind each other like this. Let's see what happens when they try to knock one of us down. No domino effect here. You gotta put your arms around the person in front of you. You gotta love whoever that is that comes to you and tells you what they tell you because they tell you from their heart. Stop doing this shit where we don't believe each other. That shit is whack. So, anyway, I'll be all right. Don't worry. I love you guys, yeah? You know it. It's your girl, DJ Narc. I'll see you in the videos, Cancer Capricorn going up. And I'll talk to you next week. Yeah? I love you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.